Sportsnet 650.
Steve, we were talking about it's a long run when your team's out of the MLS season. Do you continue? Is it a long run for you, or is the adrenaline flowing and you just can't wait for Saturday and kickoff to start?
Yeah, it's great. You know, anytime you get this deep into the playoffs, similar to last year, the off season is so short, you don't have time to get out of shape. So you really, you don't have to do too much. You don't have to go through the crazy routines in the off season to get back into shape for preseason. So in that sense, it's nice, but it is also a grind, you know, when you're playing this deep, you know, in December where there's only two teams playing. So it's a blessing, though, for sure. You know, I think every person, if you ask, they'd trade their spot to be in the spot we're in.
Steven, you've got a rematch of last year's final. I know, you know, the most important thing for any team is to make the final. You don't really worry about who you play, but in the back of your mind, did you want to play the Seattle team to get a little bit of revenge?
You know, when the game ended last year, I think we were so disappointed with the result and especially how we played, because I thought we played well and we deserved to win. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast. Sometimes, you know, you play well, but you don't win. So we wanted to get back to the MLS Cup final, and we wanted to win. You know, if that's against Seattle, if that's against anyone else, so be it. But the fact that it is against Seattle, it will mean a little bit more, I think. But, yeah, when we lost last year, I think we were so determined and so motivated just to get back to MLS Cup final and have a different result. So, yeah, we're thankful we're here. And, you know, that the fact that it's against Seattle, we're extra excited.
Yeah, you could have went to a championship sports counseling with the Atlanta Falcons, because you were certainly the better team against Seattle. That being said, do you press that much harder to get a goal and not have one of those nights where you can lose a championship final to a team that doesn't get a shot on goal?
So say that again. Sorry.
Well, is it that much more not only incentive, but, you know, if you don't score, this could turn ugly on you. It happened to you 365 days ago. It's so important to get one on them.
Yeah, you know, if you look back at last year's, we had our chances, you know, whether the ball was a foot off this way or a couple inches that way. You know, you look at Stefan's save against Josie, if that's 2 inches higher, that's going over his fingertips. I just think we did everything that we could in our power to win that game. And sometimes that's the game. Sometimes the ball just doesn't go in the back of the net. You know, we could have 20 shots and they can have one and they could win. So it's the reason you play the game. That's why people love the sport. That's why, you know, everyone loves every sport, because nothing's guaranteed, and we know that going in. But we're going to do everything in our power to win the game on Saturday.
Former Vancouver Whitecap, current TFC right back Steven Betashore joins us on Point, Perry and Randy.
Steven, we've seen the Sounders team quite a bit this year. They're not that same team that played last year. They've got guys in midfield that are quite dangerous. Victor Rodriguez, probably the more recent acquisition in the offseason. How is this team different from your perspective, where you sit on the pitch, compared to the one that you played last year?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think they improved from last year's final. You know, Dempsey wasn't able to play, unfortunately, for him, and they added a couple new.
Hey, Steve, we lost you there. You back?
Yeah, I'm back. Was that you or me?
No, I'm going to blame it on you. You're from Toronto now. Right. We're from Vancouver. It's all your fault. You just finished your thought there on the difference on this Seattle team.
Yeah, you know, I definitely think they improved. They added some key pieces in the attacking core. I think for the most part, defensively, they're the same. But, you know, Dempsey wasn't able to play last year, and they added Ship, brought in Will Bruin, and like you mentioned, Rodriguez. So they definitely added some firepower, and we're aware of it for sure.
Listen, do you take a different perspective now every day? You're always a guy who's very positive, but you had a real scary injury this year. Your outlook any different to your game and things now?
You know, it was one of the scariest injuries I've ever had. And, you know, I'm definitely thankful to be alive and thankful to be back on the field so quickly, when really the doctors didn't know if I was going to be able to play again this year, what my kind of, you know, outcome was going to be for the next couple years. So it was scary in that sense. But right now, I'm just thankful to be on the field. And like I do every game I play, I give it everything I have. You know, if something happens, it's an accident, so be it. But I don't hold back one bit, that's for sure.
Listen, I know everyone who watched you play here for a couple of years from Vancouver were not supposed to be rooting for anybody, but I hope you throw that trophy above your head, my friend. You deserve it. It's been a good year, and I hope it ends the right way for you.
I really appreciate that. I hope so, too. Thank you very much. Sportsnet 650.